Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, our topic is brought to you by our co-creator, Markel Green. He selected the topic today because it coincides with Project Graduation of Class of 2015 at Neptune High School. The show is about Senior Cut Day or Senior Skip Day or Senior Ditch Day. I wanted to give you a little bit about our location before we start. Today is June 8, 2015, and we are at 8th Avenue in New York City and West 46th Street. So that would coincide with the theater district. It's a shopping court. And if you want more information, go to www.nycevents.com. It's, again, the theater district shopping court. And what we have here is a gift shop. And they're like the theater gift center, and they have all types of souvenirs. They have hats. They have phone cases, something like you would name one of the stores. Theater gift center is another name. They have the Jewelry City, fashion scarves, Lovely Creations. These are all like timepieces and watches. They have jewelry, hair pieces, robots. They have happy hats, which, you know, have a lot of bling all over their hats and scarves. Then they have another Lovely Creation store with a lot of designer bags and beautiful dresses. And then they have hats and gloves, which, you know, feature fedoras and different types of hats with scarves. And then we have Boutique Anatolia, which is a beautiful styled leather and lace shop. And we also have New York Souvenirs, which feature a lot of New York souvenirs. And then Cross Body Box. Bags and Luggage, which is a bag and luggage store, handbags. And then we have New York T-shirts, Nepal Crafts, which is our beautiful crafts from abroad, and they look from Nepal. So they look Asian and kind of something like Hindu, some mixture there sort of looks, and the beautiful jewel tones, and they have clothes as well. And then they also have silver jewelry, and they have Equalizer T-shirts. They have Infinity Lights, Salash, which is a clothing store, and they have entertainment gifts and the cool T-shirts, again, Equalizer T-shirts. They play beats on the T-shirts. And then there's Better Buy Cell Phones. There's Chick Bar Bar, which is another beautiful jewelry store. They have Chick Lahar again, which is have eyeglasses and shades, which I wanted to feature that we sent my grandparents, and they're not actually my grandparents, but some neighbors that I used to call grandparents, Meg, Carrie, and Jody. We sent them some shades this month as a token of our appreciation for all of their doodads and things that they did for us when we were young, Markel and I, and the big people. The glasses are symbolic. You know, there are some from the 70s. They have the green ones. Then there were some brown ones. Then there were some, like, black ones. And so they have several different colors. So both two pairs of browns and a green. But they all have different styles of fashion. And we talked about it with Kel and I. And so we were hoping that they will remember some of the timepieces that they gave me when we were young, boy, that we talked about, always styled. So those are there, whether they wear them or not. Some people don't like to put glasses on their face. But we send gifts every month. And whether it's a piece of jewelry, glasses, anything, clothing, household items, or like hygiene products, anything like that. And we've been calling around to the State Department trying to get possibly Miss Carrie in a nursing home. She has Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and she also has cataract. She has a pacemaker, and she's starting to have memory loss. So she's living her own independent living situation, and we were hoping that we could help her get into the nursing home. After it all, we called her grandma, but actually she's not my mother's actual mother. She is her, one of her best friends, and that since I was so small, I was allowed to call her grandmother. So hopefully we'll be able to get her to transition through there. But today, our show is about senior cut week, and so we went to www.yt.com, and it's Wikipedia, and it says that Senior Skip Day, also called Senior Ditch Day or Senior Cut Day, is a tradition in many American and Canadian high schools where the majority of seniors skip class around May 8th, often to spend the day at amusement park or a resort. The most frequent chosen day is either the day before prom or the following Monday. So last week they had prom, so they're doing theirs today, which is the Monday after the prom. Other schools have chosen for their popular senior digital day to include the day after Halloween, the day before Election Day, the day after Super Bowl, Cinco de Mayo, April 20th, and the day before spring break. So if you ever wonder, like, when are the other kids going to ditch, you can always find out that these are the days. You can find that at www.wikipedia.com. Okay, so when this school authorities found out that kids were going to skip at least one day for school and do some fun project together or separately, they went into some type of prevention precautionary action. So some schools have taken action to prevent students from skipping school on ditch day, and they have different codes of conduct, different punishments or different warnings, you know, according to your school. So you have to find out with your people before you cut to see, you know, what is going to happen so you don't jeopardize anything important. But other than that, other schools have embraced the trend by offering some kind of school-sponsored class trip or amusement park or other fun activity. So Asbury Park is where I graduated way back, a blast from the past, in 1992. And it's a neighboring school of Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey, where my son is graduating this June. And it also has participated in the senior trend. And I graduated in 92 from Asbury Park High School, and I, too, took part in the senior cut day. So I talked to my son, and I posted it on Facebook that today was senior cut day. I posted it on my page at Tammy Jordan, and I also posted it on Markel Green's page at Facebook so that we could, you know, let everyone know that we, you know, do know as a parent that it is senior cut day. He has permission from myself and his guardian, and that, you know, he's, you know, out and about, and so there's no need for, like, any type of authorities to, like, you know, go after him or any other type of, you know, village type people that when they, all those Africans say it takes a village to raise one child. It doesn't. I don't believe in that cliche. It's awful. It takes a parent, a single parent, two parents, and, like, you know, your immediate family or extended family. And with those decisions and that safeguard and, like, you know, right up under you, or in going to the community with all people in charge of their own children, you know, has been a safe, you know, and wonderful way that I was raised, and I didn't believe in a community, actually. So, but yeah, so he has permission to do that, and I celebrated. I said, hooray, hoo, 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 you know, we hoot and holler and everything, because, you know, it just signifies one of the other celebrations that says we're almost, you know, at the end of the graduation event and episode and the 12-year high school, you know, celebration of education. And so with that, we also decided today to donate a book to the Neptune High School Library. And it's one of our own books that we created. Markel Green and Tammy Jordan are the authors. And it's called Collections, a Theory. And that's almost like a theory of parenting, a theory of cooking, a theory of jewels, and a theory of maternity and togetherness. Just like, you know, most things that we do with theory, our theory of togetherness and oneness and our family and oriented type of, you know, bonding situation. So we sent the book, and it's a collection of pictures and accolades that we created and made over the last 3 years, and it celebrates our contribution and also our dedication to education. So I feel sorry, and I told Markel I apologize. He hasn't called me back, but we were supposed to send our Sweet 16 book that was created by Tammy Jordan, but that wasn't going to have Markel as an author. He was just featured as, you know, one of the people in the book, but he wasn't an author for the book. So I thought by creating the collection, a theory, that that particular book will be donated because he would then be the author of the book that was donated to his school. And plus, it's more of a educational type, you know, story about the creators of A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. So again, I'm here at the theater district, not too far from Broadway, around the corner actually, and down here we're on Restaurant Row. It's the same street right across next to it, and there's a little, almost like a flea market, and it's a bunch of booths, and they have all type of jewelry, and then there's Amada accessories, fashion watches and jewelry, E. Moore and wireless, and leather and fur shop, and then there's SM Wardrobe, which is like a tank top store, and then there's shoelace you never tie, and there's, you know, different type of shoelaces that curl at the end so you don't have to tie them. That's neat. And then there's L.I.'s hat and scarf. So I'm just out here looking for different things and enjoying the crafts that they have, and also some of the items that I haven't seen before. It was a unique, had a unique value on it, and I thought it would be a, you know, a wonderful place to vlog. It's not too far from Bar and Grill Playwright, which is a Celtic pub on 8th Avenue, And so we decided to come here. So that's the time for this show, and I hope you enjoy. If you're ever in New York City, there's a lot of wonderful things to do not too far from Times Square. And if you get a chance, don't just stay in the square. Maybe walk a block or two on 46 and find some of the other neat things. Things are from $3 to, $100. But, there's a lot of different beautiful values in between. Until next time.